This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, May 18th. Okay, folks, there seems to be a little anxiety now that earnings season is winding down. And as you know, profit taking is normal. The stock goes up 12%. It usually has to give back at least a third. So if it goes up 12, I have to give back 4%. If it goes up 18%, I might have to give back 6%, etc. And we're definitely in that period now where it's going to get bumpy, okay? But you might have noticed this morning that NVIDIA was firm, and now it's down slightly as I talk to you, but we're oscillating. So I would just basically buy good stocks on oscillations. Now, a couple things have definitely happened. Gold is still up nicely for the year, but hasn't been up since the military action in Iran. So gold's gotten to be a little bit more volatile. And I'm not planning on selling my gold stocks because they have good earnings for the next couple quarters. But that's an area that, you know, is another good buy and dip. My point for having gold stocks is they zig when everything else zags. The other thing is yields have gone up, okay? And if you bought in March of 2020, you bought long-term treasury bonds or bought TLT, which is iShares 20-plus year treasury ETF, you have lost over half your money. So when rates go up, it's devastating for bond investors. So where do all these people go? They go to stocks, like everybody else. So as I step back and look back on what's happened, I'm still in shock with the order backlogs. They're out there 3 years now, folks. That means we've got 3 years of data center stocks just having very good sales and earnings. I realize next year, we'll be getting tougher year-over-year comparisons, but the orders are there. They're real. The other thing that happened last week is we found that President Trump owns a lot of our stocks. And I think that's very bullish, okay? I thought our president was a real estate guy, okay? So this is a big deal. So he obviously wants them to go higher. And he wants to grow and prosper. But I did notice he owned a disproportionate amount of AI and data center-related stocks, probably because, you know, that's more than half the construction in America right now. What else is going on? Obviously, an Iranian drone struck a nuclear plant condenser out in United Arab Emirates. The nuclear plant's still operating, so don't worry. But that was not too cool, so we will have to deal with that, okay? And the United Arab Emirates, you know, are our ally, and they have apparently been conducting some of their own action against Iran, just so you know. So we'll see how long it takes for Iran to figure things out. Our CIA director was visiting Cuba last Thursday. Made him an offer. Hopefully they take it. Essentially, both Iran and Cuba like to extort money from their economy. Okay, so if you have a good economy, a good business in Cuba, you get visited by the military, and you now work for the military. The IRGC does extract about 70% of their revenue from various commerce in Iran. So we're trying to cut off that money flow, okay, and get new leadership so the people in Iran can grow and prosper. And so this is a big game of chicken, you know. Obviously, Cuba's holding out. What's left of the Iranian leadership is holding out. But hopefully, smarter heads will prevail. And the world will be a better place. In the meantime, we really don't have to worry about the military actions. Now, you might have noticed Ukraine did some very serious attacks on Russia the other day. It's reported that Putin might be in hiding. So we will see, okay? But Wall Street has a very, very short attention span. And it's all going to be, what have you done for me lately? So on Wednesday, we're going to have NVIDIA announce. Their sales are going to be up over 79%. Their earnings are going to be up over 119%. They should guide higher. And they'll update us on the Vera Rubin progress. You know, that's the new chip they're making. And hopefully they lift the entire stock market. Now, NVIDIA's almost a $6 trillion company. It's bigger than the entire British stock market. It's bigger than the French, German, and Italian stock markets combined. So, you know, when stocks get this big, okay, it's tough, okay? And, but I think NVIDIA's been acting remarkably well going into earnings. Sometimes it won't go up after earnings, but we'll see. Depends how many call options they write on and other factors. Sometimes the option writing, I call it the tail wagging the dog. So we'll see. Now, I just did our research that we do for large cap stocks. We do a deep dive every month. And guess what? Came up with more data center stocks. So believe it or not, I'm finding more. So we're buying them. Okay. So I do want you to be aware of that. So that bet we have in data centers is getting bigger. And I'm very comfortable with that bet because I've got the forecast of sales and earnings. And I've got the order backlogs. Obviously, I would love to invest in other sectors. You know, I have 5 oil tanker companies, for example. I have a lot of those gold stocks that we've talked about quite a bit. But the bottom line is the data center boom is real. Now, GDP growth tracking at 4%, Atlanta Fed GDP. Kevin Hassler says we're going to hit 6%. I agree with him. That's due to productivity gains. That's due to a smaller trade deficit. It's due to the consumers cheering up. Still got to fix the housing market. That's why the Fed's probably going to have to cut later this year. Kevin Warsh, our new Fed chairman, is very busy. His job is to find a consensus and get the Fed to act in unison. He may change the inflation targets. He may change the data we look at. He may not have meetings after the FOMC meetings. You know, they didn't always have meetings. They just had statements. So we'll see where everything goes. So I hope you're having fun. It's a wonderful year. April was obviously the strongest month in decades. I'm very comfortable that May's still going to be a very good month. After NVIDIA, we have Micron. By the way, one of Micron's competitors, Samson, might have to go on strike. There's a big brouhaha. The workers at Samson want 15% of the profits going back to them. So there could be work slowdowns. We'll see the strike is being mediated by the government. So we'll see whether cool heads prevail or not. So the memory shortage is real. That's good for Samson prices. Good for Micron prices. It's good for Seagate and all the other related memory related stocks. So folks, all I can say is I'm numb. I didn't expect it to be this good, this fast. I hope you're having fun. I know I am. Use any of these oscillations as buying opportunities. I do have a fair amount of changes coming through the pipeline here. So you'll see it in newsletters. You're already seeing it in managed accounts today. And I'll just keep updating things as needed. But when all the dust settles, I hope to be up another 30 or 40% between now and the end of the year. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.